te pūrere hua. Te wārawa ki rungāra.
Kia ora and welcome to Oho Ake Books. My name is Whareu Slysander. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about love. Not love in the human sense of the word love, or what we would describe as love, but love that is energetically source energy that is moving through humans when they choose to let it move through us, and what the experience is like in my experience, and how that's been played out into my life experience up until this moment. So love, this is a very powerful and obviously deep topic to talk about, because there are many ways that people experience this notion, but to me it's not necessarily a notion, or is it a feeling? It's truly an experience. The more I feel as though you become more consciously awakened, the more spiritually awakened you understand than what love is. The more you peel back the layers of ego and conditioning and beliefs and patterns and traumas that we have as children, that some of us experience through our lifetimes as well. Ancestral traumas, ancestral healing, when you move through the deeper and deeper, the layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of lifetimes, when you peel all these back and you heal the wounds, when you expose yourself to the shadow, when you bring a light of awareness onto your shadow parts of yourself, ancestral and personal, when you remove those layers away, you begin to understand what love is. My real understanding of what love is came to me during an experience where I had a heroic dose, probably super heroic dose, of psilocybin mushrooms. I've told this story before a few times. I'll tell it again now, just briefly and with great brevity, as best I possibly can, given the nature of the experience. Many years ago, I'm in Motueka, and I was living on top of the South Island. I was picking apples. And some friends of mine who I was living with at the time and working with, there's about 23 of us, 20 of us, between 20 and 23 of us working together at the time, were living in three houses and vans in this particular, on this orchard. And we all used to walk through this particular orchard of kiwi fruit to get to the sheds where our tractors were, take our tractors out to pick apples into our bins. And then someone would come around and remove our tractors and replace them with empty ones. That was the nature of the job. Pick apples, fill the bins up, the bins would get replaced. So we're walking through this kiwi fruit orchard one morning. As we're walking through it, my friend Rachel went to pop a squat and take a piss. And she walked off down one of these kiwi fruit aisles, and then we all kept on walking. Nathan and her partner were sort of walking slowly behind her and could have stopped a little bit while she was doing her thing. And then she came running out of the aisles and went, "Jesus, stop, everyone, just stop." And she came back and she told us all to take an aisle each and look in the grass. And there were literally hundreds of thousands of these psilocybin mushrooms growing in the grass. We picked that rest of that season. We must have picked hundreds of thousands. And the last week we were together, we decided to do a trip together, a mushroom trip together. And that's my first one I actually had. This was the first one I ever had properly. And what we did was we put it all into a bolognese, into a huge saucepan of bolognese. From there, we decided to have some as a group. Unfortunately, most of the group decided not to have any. So about six or seven of us decided to do the whole lot and ate the whole saucepan full of mushrooms. Now, for me, I had that under a ritualistic, ceremonial intention. I went outside under the full moon. I asked, as I raised this first bowl of mushrooms up to the sky, "Please, Spirit, show me what I am and tell me what I am. I want to know what I am, who I am, what's going on here, what's this all about?" Big questions to ask. So I asked this question, and I went outside under the moonlight, gobbled my first bowl, ate my second bowl. Felt incredibly nauseous, eating food. I didn't fast. I ate the food, obviously the bolognese. But I proceeded to have an out-of-body experience where my energy, my source energy, my energy that was my soul, left my body. Now, I see my holographic form now, but left my holographic form. My field of awareness left my holographic form and went back to source energy. Which I already am, but it gave me the sensation, gave me the experience of going back to what I already am in this moment now. And I understand this now with greater awareness that I'm already there. I'm already in source energy. We all are. We're all in source energy. Anytime we want to choose to experience the knowledge that we're there, it's just simply a level of awareness. But at that time for me, I had the experience of being taken out of my body and brought to source energy, and it manifested in a way that I would feel comfortable experiencing the experience, let's put it that way. Now, the divine intelligence of this energy, of this creative force that is in everything, imbues everything through the multiverse, had given me the experience of landing on a beach where I was able to see the egg-shaped light of my aura, and at the same time also able to see my toes as I had the experience of seeing sand, or having the experience of feeling the sand between my toes, on my toes, and having the experience of the ocean, which was in front of me, this enormous, vast expanse of an ocean under a myriad of stars on this tropical beach that I was standing on. I had the experience of this wave, the smallest wave you could ever imagine, breaking at my toes, on my toes. And as it happened, a voice was in my head that made it quite clear to me that this feminine energy, this creative energy, had a feminine presence. And she said to me, "I am God and I am love. And you are a wave." And this tiny little wave came up and hit my toes. She said, "You live in a human body for this long, and then when you die, you physically have a sensation of dying, you come back to me." And I was drawn into this ocean. My awareness was taken into this ocean. Now, there's no words I can put in any language, human or otherwise, the feeling of being in that ocean. The level of acceptance, the level of deep surrender and trust. I've got you. I'm holding you. I'm nurturing you. You mean everything to me. I love you. You know, this, it was more about the feeling for me, I think, looking back at this experience, of this level of acceptance that I had in that ocean. Like, there's nothing that I'd ever done in my lifetime or any other lifetime that ever affected this way that this energy felt about what I was. It was the sense of acceptance. Like, I truly do not give a flying fuck about what you did, what you've done. You mean everything to me, and I adore you, and I love you. That's me putting into a human, trying to translate that into a human experience. That's what it felt like in regards to being in this. But that doesn't come close to how it felt. If you can imagine the best orgasm you've ever had in your fucking life, multiply that by a billion, it wouldn't come close to how that felt being in that ocean. And this feeling, this sensation was constant. It was like, it was ecstatic is not even the right word. There's no words I can put this in. And I'm trying to explain this to you in a way that makes it rational and you can perceive it and understand it in a visceral sense, but it's almost impossible for me to do that. But this sense of love, I say love, is this is what it was, a deep, deep, deep sense of acceptance, was nurturing, was holding me in the space. And I was there for hours. But in this ocean at the same time, I actually experienced the awareness of other fields of awareness all around me. Individual fields of awareness. But we're all together in this ocean together. And looking back at this now, my perception of this is that these energies, these fields of awareness were living, embodied, and also disincarnate, also back at source energy. But all at the same time, nothing was separated. Everything was connected. There's just this total connection and the illusion of disembodiment, the illusion of embodiment. Because there is no embodiment, there is no disembodiment. It's all happening. It's all relatively, in relative terms, it's all happening at the same time. There's no sense of life and death. There's only life. And this feeling of love was not filtered through my ego. There's no want. There's no necessity. There was no sense for looking for validation. There was no earthly romantic desire. that became a sexual desire. It was none of that shit. It was just simply just deep acceptance. Deep, deep, deep acceptance. Now, I'm going to translate that experience into my life and how it's moved through me over the many years of my own personal conscious awakening. Because coming back into my body after being in the source energy and after being in this experience of knowing that which I was and am and you are and everything is, I came back in my body again. My ego was like a prize fighter beating the crap out of me as soon as I came back into my body again. The genie had got out and out of the lamp, and my ego was like, I'm in control of this fucking situation, motherfucker, and you're going to know that I'm in control. When you come back in again, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to get back into your body again, and I'm going to fucking pound you into submission to know that I am in control of this fucking situation, not you. That's what it was like. I came into my body again. I got a thrashing. What are you going to do with your life? You're a fucking loser. You have to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. Who do you think you fucking are? All this shit. All this conditioning that I'd experienced from my childhood and my traumas. All that shit. My egotistical patterns and beliefs. All the layers of conditioning smacked me around as soon as I got back in my body again. My spirit wilted in my body. I felt like this sense of, like, I know what I am, but I had surrendered my power and my control. I surrendered my power to my ego. And it smacked me around the same way I'd been smacked around by my father when I was younger, when I was a child. Same experience, but in a more emotional sense, not in a physical sense, a more emotional, deep beating. It bit me down. But, here's the but, that was the real essence of my spiritual awakening in that moment, my conscious awakening, to realize that which I already was, and to realize that my ego was just a fucking formation of my experiences, my conditioning, my patterns, my beliefs, my peers, my family, my traumas, all those things that compounded over the years to create this personality, but was sort of in control because it was more about survival. I'm going to help you fucking live your life. You know, you need me more than I need you, kind of shit. But you know what? As I grew more consciously awakened, as I got to this place where I began to understand my position, I'm talking about spirit here, not necessarily ego. I began to get this seesaw where the ego was in control. The seesaw began to fluctuate over the years. Spirit came in control. Oh, the ego is on the other side getting heavier, and it pushes down and seesaw, and then, of course, it's more in control. And I seesaw from back and forth between the two for many, many years. That was my daily occurrence. I'd seesaw from back from spirit to ego, from spirit to ego. And I know from my personal experience, when I talk of ego in regards to ego love, it's about trying to control a situation or manipulate a situation for the benefit of me to find some sense of validation in my life. You know, and through my own childhood woundings, I had an anxious attachment, anxious avoiding attachment sort of basis in regards to my connections and relationships. I never let anyone get too close to me for the fear of abandonment, the fear of rejection that I had from my childhood woundings. So I'd bring people in, I'd push them away, push-pull situation. That was how my ego worked. In regards to love, I would surrender deeply in moments to my lovers, to my partners, and give myself in a way that was so deeply vulnerable and authentic. And remember that energy, that energetic ocean that I'd come from, and realize that's what we both were in this sexual union that I was having with these beautiful women throughout my entire life. But at the same time, my ego would kick in at some point, and I'd have this sense of like, oh, that's right, she's going to fucking leave you, so you might as well just enjoy yourself right now, enjoy the experience, soak it up, buddy, and then fucking she's off, or you're off, because you don't want to get too close to this person, because if she's going to leave you, you're going to get fucking hurt. Right, that was me throughout most of my childhood, my adolescence and my young adult life. And even up till my early 40s, I was sort of acting that way and seeing that way until I really became aware of this attachment style. I became aware of the fact that my seesaw was playing itself out and going, well, hang on a minute, who's in control here? And how do I want to move through life now? Was probably the big question that came to me in 2020. How do I want to move through life? Where do I want to put my awareness? And where do I want to move from in regards to my awareness? Where do I want my awareness to move from? My head, my dick, or my heart? Because for a long time, for me, my awareness would be in my sort of lower chakra region and my head. Those two regions were like a tennis court. Boing, boing, punch, 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 hitting the ball from backhand to forehand, backhand to forehand. Mind to sacral chakra, mind to root chakra, mind to sacral chakra, mind to root chakra. You know, it was like playing a tennis match for so many years. That's a good analogy, actually. For so many years for me, that was how it was, because I looked for that validation, that sense of outside validation from who I was. My lack of self-esteem was so prevalent in my life that that's how I moved. That's the person I was. That's how I'd become. Looking for love through sex, looking through validation through sex, looking for the feeling of acceptance through my sexual endeavors and my level of sexual awareness and prowess, especially prowess. Looking for that in my lovers, looking for them to acknowledge me as being this person. Identify myself as being this person. I'm this person. So in this situation, I'm going to receive love, my perception of what love was, for my ego rather than my energetic source. But at the same time, recognizing that on a deeper level, when I was truly surrendering and trusting in the experience of my sexual unions, my sexual experiences with my lovers. And I had to talk about this yesterday with a friend of mine, which I'll come to the end of this podcast, about how that was my go-to. My body sort of remembered this process. And so for many, many years, as I went through my sexual experiences, my body would go on automatic. I'd automatically present myself in a certain way without even thinking about it. My body would go through certain movements, and I'd go to certain parts of female anatomy. I'd make my way and look at cues. I'd watch all these things almost unconsciously. I'd be moving across a woman's body as I was having sex with her, because my cues came from me watching and being observant of her, her size, her movements, her subtleties, all these things. But my body just knew how to work these situations and work in these situations with a degree of flexibility. But I was also looking at the cues and those movements and those experiences, and knowing that I was endeavoring to try and find a degree of connection that was deeper, into a way that would allow me to get into the portal of their hearts without even knowing what I was doing. Because I knew that, and I know this now more than ever, if a woman's heart is open to you, this is the portal where you can move into. As a male, as a female, gay or straight, heterosexual, you can move into, and she has the ability to take you back to source energy and to remind you and show you what you are. This is her gift, a woman's gift, a feminine gift, the portal of her heart. Open to you, she reminds you and shows you what you truly are. And that, for that, to me now, looking at this, is a blessing. I don't need to be reminded of what I already am, but to have that experience of diving deep within that space with her and co-creating an experience with her where we both are remembering who we truly are is not only healing and uplifting, but it's truly connecting in a way that there's no language, no physical words that can come to that place. You both are in that ocean again together, and you remember that you always were there. And this is a beautiful thing about that experience, if you choose to see it that way and experience it that way and perceive it that way through your own lenses of understanding and conscious awakening. So for me, love was a seesaw for many, many years. And in 2020, I got to a place where my levels of healing in regards to my shadow work got to a very, very deep place. And I'm not saying for a moment that I finished my shadow work. I'm still moving through that. But I became increasingly fearless in regards to my movements into the shadow and realizing that this is what I needed to do. This is where I needed to go in order to heal and become more whole, but experience what I really always wanted to experience in my life, which is moving from my heart fearlessly without any interjection from my ego. Ego gets picked up like a petulant little fucking child, put to the side and said, listen, I need you when I need you, and you will do what I fucking want you to do when I want you and I need you. I love you and I adore you, and you've helped me through so much of my life, and you've healed, and you've helped me. You've never healed, but you've guided me, you've kept me safe, and you've also been there for me when I needed you the most. I appreciate everything you've done for me, but it's time for me to take the fucking wheel, I mean source energy, and move and drive this vehicle forward. When I need you, I'll bring you in and you can do your thing. I know what you're capable of. I know what your attributes are. I'll use you when I need you. But in the meantime, sit there and please just behave yourself and be observant. Put your hand up if you want to talk or say something. And I'll talk and I'll answer you the best answer I possibly can, the most loving answer I possibly can. That's my process. I put it to the side and I said, right, I'm going to move from my heart in a fearless way now. And when I did that, the challenges that presented themselves to me, the opportunities that presented themselves to me immediately, like bang, 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 just came at me like a torrent. And let me tell you this, I found my experience of this, it was not fucking easy. It was like it's growing pains. You really are challenged. My personal experience is when you lift your resonance and your vibration this way, you are given enormous challenges that you can look at. And I look at this as in a micro and a macro situation. The micro currents, the energies you see coming at you, bang, 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 bang. You think, holy fucking doodle, what's going on here? And you're just experiencing all these opportunities and these challenges to your growth. But on a macro scale, this is what needs to happen in order for you to become bigger and larger and be able to hold the frequency of source energy in the way that you want to and you choose to in your life and imbue it in a way that's going to affect the unified field to allow that energy to move into the space and to heal not only your body and your nervous system and your ancestors as well, to go well beyond that, to bring into the simulation, to knock the fucking walls down. And allow source energy, all that is, all that ever has been, all that ever will be, to have little holes in that matrix to come through, till eventually those holes become so big, because everyone who's doing this is doing the work, that the matrix falls over completely. And then all we are, we remember who we truly are, and all of us live from our hearts and we create this fucking paradise. So, what happened for me was that last year, like I said before, I decided to live from my heart. And living from my heart was insanely challenging because I came to people on a resonant level that we just did not resonate with. I mean, that's putting it bluntly and honestly. People who I came to in a way that I said to them, look, I don't want anything from you, but this is how I feel about my experience of being with you. I didn't fucking get it. And didn't resonate with that experience. They always had this experience of someone saying something like that to them and they didn't believe it because people wanted something from them. I want this from you. I want that from you. Well, I don't want anything from anyone. Whatever someone chooses to experience with me, I appreciate and I truly am grateful for. And that's how I honestly fucking feel. Coming from my heart, it's like I'm here to hold space, to allow this energy to move through me. I don't want to hang on to it. It just comes through me. And in the moments I have this experience of hanging out with these people or spending time with them or not, and the energy still flows through me towards into the space because of it wants to move towards that person and me being a channel, get the fuck out of the way of myself, put my ego to the side, open my heart up at the space, be open. And just recently I opened the back of my heart up. And by doing that, I had enormous shifts in consciousness, like, oh, and enormous challenges as well, presenting themselves and opportunities for more growth. It just like came at me like bang, 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 three massive hits. And I kind of had to take a step down and go like, whoa, take a knee. And I took a knee and I was like, wow, this is really intense. But I can carry this way. I can carry this. I can feel this moving through me and I need to be honest and open, authentic and real with the people that I'm interacting with to allow them to understand where I'm at. To give them the opportunity to hold space for me and for themselves as they hear what I need to say to them in a way that's loving and kind and honest and open and authentic. I did that. And, you know, it's not for me to decide how someone chooses to react to what I say to them. All I can do is say what I choose to say in a real, authentic, and a loving way, in a tactful way, that too, so they can hear me. And if they can hear me, then that's wonderful. If they don't hear me, that's not my problem. It's not me. It's not about me. It's me being honest and open with them and being tactful. And obviously, within reason, being affectionate. And that affection can be simply just holding space for allowing energy to flow through me, or holding them, or giving them a high five, or just smiling at them. Now, yesterday, this is one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast, was because of the energy that's moved through me the last couple of days, especially yesterday and last night. I had two people in my life that I've gotten close to over the last 6 months. One of them is a young French lady who I hooked up with and had spent time with last year on Christmas Day through to mid to late January. It was about 2 months. No, a little less than 2 months, actually. It was almost late. It was like mid-February we parted ways. She felt like we weren't compatible, which I totally understand, and I let it go. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. But my heart opened to her for the first time in almost a year in a way that it has opened for no one like that before. It really opened up to her in a huge way. And I just simply held space for that energy to move through me. I didn't want to hang on to it. It just was moving through me, and I felt completely comfortable with it. Even though there was times when my ego was questioning the nature of why I was feeling this way, it just happened and it flowed through me. So I held the space for this energy, and it just felt natural. And the more time I spent with her, the more I realized that she walked the line between the shadow and the light with such divinity and grace and power and poise. For someone her age, to carry that wisdom, her soul was so old and powerful and wonderful and beautiful. I was engaged by it. I was honored and I revered my time with her because she held that space so beautifully. She was so powerful in that. But she was moving through her own beginnings, her own machinations of the beginning of her healing process as she worked through things that she started to. She has, since that time I saw her and broke up with her, we've seen each other twice since. Last night was the second time I've seen her in almost 4 months. But she's beginning to go through a process of her own personal development and healing. And the person that I've known and spent time with, I could see that energy beginning to bubble up in her and began to make its way to the surface. And I can see her desire to move into the space of healing, deep healing, and is, of course, doing her own personal shadow work. And last night I saw her for the first time since early April, so almost 2 months. And the moment she's walking towards me, I was on the phone at the time. I had to hang up the phone. I was on a talking to someone on the phone. I hung up and I saw her and, oh my God, it's so-and-so. And when I saw her, I was like, oh, my heart just expanded to the place where I couldn't even comprehend how wide it was. And it felt like this torrent of love, like a tsunami passing through the eye of a needle, began to flow through me. I said, right, I've got to get out of the way of this one. This is not about me. But as that energy flowed through my body, and it was constant, for about 3.5, 4 to 5 hours, just literally flooding my system, my whole nervous system, my hormonal system, everything that had to do with my physical body, my holographic body, all of my attributes, all of the biological systems, all the biological energies, all the biological mechanisms, machinations of my biology, and also my hormonal as well. Well, I guess it's the same thing. Everything was on overdrive, and I felt this. I was just so in the healing process from my body went down to a deep, deep, deep cellular and energetic level. It just poured through me, and I was. I looked at her the whole night. I spent with her about 3.5 hours together. Whenever I looked at her, I realized how much I loved her, what she meant to me in my life, how much she inspired me to walk that line. And to understand that my healing process was constant. How much I loved just being in her presence. How much I adored her. What she meant to me in that moment I spent with her. I'd look at her, I was just completely enamored with this beautiful, powerful being. I didn't want anything from her, nothing. I was just enjoying the moment that I had with her and realizing that even though this fleeting moment of existence In this moment, I had never been happier. I felt content. I felt inspired. I felt privileged and honored to be in her presence. And that was it. There was nothing else there. To hold her in my arms when I said goodnight to her and gave her a hug, the joy that we both felt after the show we went and saw last night, which was incredible, by the way. We went and saw a concert last night from a tribute band. It was off the fucking chain. Amazing concert. But I digress. How I felt being around her reminded me, it inspired me to walk that line because it's who she is. I loved her and I felt this energy moving through me to her. I had no control over it. I didn't want to hold on to it. I didn't want to stem the flow. It was just happening. It was source energy moving through me. Powerfully. Untamed. Deep. Wow. Just like I haven't experienced for a long, long time. If ever, because of the nature of my healing over the last few years, in fact. There was nothing to compare it to, realistically, if I'm to be honest with you. It was so powerful. And this morning I woke up still feeling exactly the same way. And I expressed my gratitude to her via a text today saying, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me. It really was amazing. And all the best for your healing journey. I'll see you when I see you next. Leaving it there completely open to whatever happens next. It doesn't matter to me. All that matters to me is I have become a channel for that energy to flow to her. If she chooses to accept it, or if it becomes a part of her life existence in some way and helps her on her healing journey, then I have been the channel that I needed to be. Perfect. Yesterday day, I had a talk with a friend of mine I've been hanging out with for about a month, or 2 months probably, seriously hanging out with, been spending time with, who I've grown to love and adore in ways that are so deeply enriching in my life. I've really grown to love this human being in the way that as I spend time with her, the more I'm elucidated to my own machinations, to my own deep healing processes and how far I have come as a human being over the last few years, as a being human, how I'm resonating with this particular energy, how I've become the man I've always wanted to become in all my books. That I've written about these characters who have a conviction, have strength, have integrity, have dignity, have compassion, have empathy, who hold space, who are real. I've become these men. I'm the embodiment of them, the books that I've written. And she, as my mirror, is showing me that. And yesterday we had a really interesting conversation, really powerful and really deep. And I know now that it doesn't matter in the egotistical sense. The seesaw is sitting back when I am in control, and in that moment source energy moved through me, I realized that this person is someone I would have in my life for a very long time in a very powerful way. I loved her in that moment. I adored her. And there was a moment yesterday when I was looking at her and staring at her while she was talking to me, just looking at her rather than staring. Okay, staring's a bit creepy. I was just looking at her, and I could there was a level of subtle intimacy that I had with her in that moment, where energetically my heart was so full of fucking love for her and was flowing through her that my levels of awareness had peaked to where I was feeling this great reverence for her. And in that reverence, my entire chakra system was ablaze. I could feel it. I could feel it. All my chakras were ablaze. I was totally in alignment with my moment, for the moment. And I felt this such deep awe for her, deep awe for being around her, for being in her presence in that moment, such deep gratitude. It was like, I see you. I fucking see you. I truly see you. And this is the essence of it. This is the essence of what I am experiencing at this time. I am, due to the nature of source energy moving through me and standing out of the way, getting my ego and putting it to the side, there's this deep feeling and sensation and perception where I am, at this point anyway, with some people, able to truly see them. I see them. And it's a gift. It's a fucking gift. I see their divinity and their shadow at the same time. and it also reflects on me. I begin to see my own shadow and my own divinity as well. In this powerful, powerful place of coming to this. Now, throughout my work, through all my books that I've written in the last 13 years, I have called my series of books that I've written, this 13 in the series, I'm still writing a 13th book, the Shadow and Soul series. And that's what it's really all about. And I look back at this now with a discerning eye towards all my work, and I can see that throughout the years of me writing these books, I have gone through my own personal development. And each book is like a signet, an area of like a tick, I guess you could say, ticking a box, moving through that process of self-development and personal healing. Healing development and also personal growth. Deep personal development. Understanding that each book delves deeper into the shadow aspect of my own personal shadow and collective shadow in regards to the Buford Somerset books. When I work through those books and look at those books now and look at the nature of the content in those books, I see that as I expose the collective shadow of humanity and beyond, and my own personal shadow, as I move through this process, and I feel that I don't need to write that material anymore. The light of awareness that I shone onto those books, in those books, into those stories, is not only supernatural in regards to some of the content that's in there, but it's also natural. And the idea of it being supernatural is only a label that I'm giving it. But it's truly a part of myself existing on other levels of existence and in this reality as well. I'm shining a light on my own darkness, but it's also part of the collective. When it comes to the light, the Pablo Wairua books, most of those books that I've written, the Pablo Wairua, have been constructed around muses that have inspired me to become a better human in my life, seeing the forces that I want to move into, the energies I want to move into in order for me to become a better human. And, of course, now I've written with Pablo Wairua three collections of short stories. The first one was more about the balancing of that particular energy when I first started writing. I wrote The Darkness Holds Sway first, and then I felt this desire to write something very much in regards to the more soul of humanity after I'd exposed this very dark, dark, dark place. In Lord Buford Somerset's first book, The Darkness Holds Sway, so I wrote Pablo Wairua as The Light Guides the Way because I felt this desire to have a balance. Now, The Eyes of Love See All was a book written by me as I was inspired by a muse to write it. And I wrote that book in less than 3 weeks. But it also conveyed to me the deep sense of love that I wanted to imbue in my life and how I perceived love due to the nature of my experience and my conscious awakening over the years. The next book in the series that I wrote after The Eyes of Love See All, The Dream of the Flower Sermon, was also another level to that I'd learned through another muse that came into my life and my own understanding of what love meant in regards to creating boundaries with people. Amazing, incredible, that how these energies had moved through me, how I'd seen it in these muses and understood how what love meant to be, what meant it to be to me, I should say, in this reality in 3D at the time of my life when I was experiencing and going through my personal shifts and changes in awareness and development, what I needed to do in regards to expressing myself, how I needed to create boundaries in order to feel safe as I went through my personal growth experience without being too emphatic. Standing in my own frame was really massive for me. That was part of the experience of writing that book, The Dream of the Flower Sermon. And then later, as I write the books with Ihor Grace, the books of poetry, the relationship catharsis and what I'd learned by dating Inga for 2 years was enormous. And after reading that book again, after finishing the final draft of it and reading the poetry in that book, I really realized it was about me going through my process of healing with Inga's help as my catalyst to go through this process of healing. Then to read over A Dance Called Dwarka with Holly in regards to my connection to her and seeing how my interstellar multidimensional existence had been imbued into that poetry. I understood that this lifetime that I was experiencing and writing about in A Dance Called Dwarka was happening in this moment right now. Not in a past life, but happening right now on another level of existence. I was a multidimensional being. And what love meant to me in those two books, in the Ihor Grace books, what love meant to me, love was exposing the deepest parts of my shadow and then going into healing that process with Inga and A Flickering Light Called Fate, the book of poetry I wrote. And then, of course, in A Dance Called Dwarka, it's taking that love to another level where I am seeing a woman and a creature and a being imbuing themselves not only on a multidimensional existence, but also integrating with my own multidimensional existence and seeing my connection to not only beyond, not only to 3D existence, but into the multidimensional existence of all our levels of consciousness expressing itself in form beyond the physical, the 3D world that we exist in, into the multidimensional universe and into the multiverse in general, understanding that source energy imbues everything across creation. And I, in my experience of this, understanding this empirically, is that I can at any time, if I choose to with my awareness, bring that energy into my being and focus my energy through the lens of my body to understand that connection. But the most important thing, I think, in regards to this process is to not hang on to it, not filter it through my ego. Let it be what it is. Let it go. And just be here, be present, and let it flow through me. It's the greatest gift ever to understand that you are source energy in any time, in any moment. And all you have to do is become aware of it. You are all that is, ever has been, and ever will be. You are love. And love is not human romantic love. It's an aspect that you can choose to experience. Love is a deep acceptance, in my perspective, a deep acceptance of what you truly are. A deep nurturing reverence. And a beautiful, beautiful aspect of that to me is at any moment I can allow that energy to flow through my heart into this matrix of control, into this simulation, pick it apart so we can move forward and create a paradise instead of a prison. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Ma te wa. We'll speak again soon. Dee-dee-dee-ho. Dee-dee-dee-dee-ho.